With good news for today from Baptist Press, I'm Brandon Porter. For most pastors, the start of a new calendar year also indicates the start of a new fiscal year for their churches. But there's much more variety among pastors when it comes to who's involved in making the budget for the fiscal year. According to a study from Lifeway Research, 74% of Protestant pastors say their church's fiscal year starts in January. 1 in 20 say their fiscal year starts in July, September, or October. A large blank canvas sits on an easel as Richard Pope, the senior pastor of Canvas Church in Salisbury, Maryland, begins his Sunday sermon. As scripture unfolds, so does the image on the canvas, as Allie Jacobs uses her artistic talent and vision to paint a vivid picture most of us can only imagine. She brings the message to light with beauty and artistic flair. Jacobs grew up in Baltimore County in a family of artists where she attended church and distinctly remembers feeling the presence of God with her. As she honed her artistic skills with study and work, God was continuing to hone her heart. One memory from a youth retreat was when she was attending and a leader stood up. The pastor asked if anyone wanted to be baptized. The decision to follow after Christ in public baptism was not only good for her soul, but for the three others who decided to join her. Currently, her paintings are in storage at their home and at the pastor's house. Canvas Church rents its meeting space, so the paintings are set aside, awaiting their next purpose, whether for the walls of a future building or sold with the proceeds going toward future ministry. Every day, hundreds of thousands of people die without the hope of Jesus. Your faithful prayers will make a difference. That's why the IMB created a free 18-month calendar called Impacting Lostness Through Prayer. It provides guidance, reminders, and encouragement as you pray for individuals and communities who have yet to hear the gospel. Learn more about this free resource at imb.org/prayer calendar. If you're a preacher or teacher, you know when the listeners are tuned in and when they're tuned out. In the Baptist Press Toolbox, Chuck Lawless gives us 10 reasons folks may not be listening. Here are a few of them. First, distraction. Something else is going on in their head. It may be worry or concerns. It could even be exciting plans later in the day, or even a desire to get to lunch. Sometimes, though, distractions are actually something happening in the room when we're speaking. It's hard to miss, for example, when someone in front of them gets up and leaves several times during a sermon or a teaching. It could be fatigue. Sometimes people in the class or congregation are just tired. It could be boredom. Sometimes we have to be honest that we're not as interesting as we think we are. Or it could be lostness. People there may not be believers. You can read that full list and get some insight from Chuck Lawless at baptistpress.com.